Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at any time at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Sam's, Pastor Drew Sams, who is our next guest. Our next segment is, in fact, Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California for the last 5 years, and he is also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife Erica live in Westlake Village, California. We did a very special Thanksgiving show, he and I, which I would urge you to listen to even post-Thanksgiving because it applies to our next great holiday, Christmas, coming up, and you can get any of my shows on BruceSalin.com, and it was a great privilege to do that Thanksgiving with Pastor Drew. Welcome, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks again for having me.
It is always a joy. We are doing boredom today, and I bet you've never heard any of your kids complain about boredom at your church, have you?
Oh, boy, if I had a dollar, or even a nickel, I'd be rich for every time I heard how bored they are. Even with Facebook now, it seems like every time I go online, I don't know if you're familiar with the news feed, one of the features on Facebook, you can see what your friends are posting. And so often I just see the simple phrase, I'm bored, get thrown up on people's walls. And so it's something that I think is very relevant for today.
I actually wonder, and it's one of the things I put in my column, I wonder if the abundance of options is so overwhelming that it's creating more boredom, whereas the fewer options of my childhood made us more creative.
I completely agree. You know, when I read your article this week, I was thinking, gosh, Bruce, you nailed it again on the head. I really think, and this is actually part of my doctoral dissertation, some of the themes that you hit on.
You're welcome to borrow any of my
I appreciate it. I'll make sure I footnote you in the bibliography. But as I was reading it, I was reminded of something that happens so often when I spend time with teenagers. If we're ever on a road trip somewhere, maybe to camp or a service opportunity, students will have an iPod connected into the stereo so they can control what they listen to. And as they're listening to it, I think it has been about 5 years since I've heard an entire song play through its entirety.
God, that's truthfully. So true. That's so true.
You know, they're halfway through the song, and then somebody will grab it, and then they skip it forward to the next song. And even now on the radio, I notice the DJs do this. Most songs don't play all the way to the end. They'll kind of transition out of the song early into the next song. And in your article, it's interesting, your theory, you know, you said that MTV could be kind of the tipping point in our culture for when things went from longer story forms, longer narratives, to these bite-sized videos. And as it's gotten shorter and shorter with YouTube and now Twitter, I think you really are onto something there.
Hmm. Why do they, though, they do stick to a whole television show?
They will. I think it's the entertainment value, but it's really got to be a good television show. You know, now with TiVo or the ability to record and watch later, so many of them can kind of pick and choose what shows they watch and load up their queue so they can watch whatever they want, whenever they want it. But there's something that you keyed in on that I think is interesting. In each of these areas of boredom, I think it all applies towards teens consuming something, whether it's television, whether it's a song, whether it's a movie. But when they, on the other hand, create something, if they're making their own music, if they're playing an instrument, I find that students don't get bored. So that if they're actually participating in the creation of something, whether it's writing a poem or making music or cooking or whatever it may be, I found that those kids are much more a lot less likely to be bored.
That's a good tip, which is what I'm going to get into in the next segment. And I'd actually be curious, rather than us belabor the negativity of this subject, which I've done a lot in the first part and certainly in my article, is where are the solutions? What can we do as, in your case, a clergy and you know, ultimately a parent, what can we all do to help our kids with this problem?
You know, I think the knee-jerk reaction is try to think of things that are more entertaining so that they won't be bored. Even within our high school ministry at the church, we tend to think, okay, well, maybe if we just have more fun events or more engaging events, then they'll actually not be bored. But we found that it's almost impossible to compete with Hollywood and things that are extremely well produced. And so what we found is the best solution is to actually engage students or to engage your kids in actually creating something, whether it's taking a cooking class together, helping pay for lessons for music, for example, or an instrument. We found that that engages them so much more than just a more entertaining program.
The other thing that you and I have talked about repeatedly is giving back to the world. And I know both my boys, the times that they've done that, have actually mostly been engaged. And when they see the results and the good it's done, they aren't bored.
It's so true. I think because then you begin to look outside yourself, and the I'm bored, you know, that phrase starts with I.
Yes.
And as soon as you start serving others, you quickly forget about the needs of the individual. You begin to care about other people, and pretty soon you're so wrapped up in you know, bigger things that you forget what it was like to even be bored.
Well, with the holidays coming up, we're a blended family on literally every level imaginable. Ethnicities, religion, kids, divorce, all that. And my wife is Christian and I'm Jewish. So we have actually come to an accommodation of celebrating both Hanukkah and Christmas. And one of the things we've decided to do for Hanukkah, given that unlike Christmas, where you Christians suffer just having to celebrate one night, we Jews get to do it for eight nights. So we get eight times the joy while you just get one measly little night. We decided that we would be spending at least one of those eight nights doing something good for the world and not just eight nights of gifts. And that is exactly how you avert the boredom is and focus the good energy towards others.
I
know
agree.
You do. I know you do the same with Christmas. So obviously, I'm joking, but
but it's so very true because I think even with let's say eight nights in a row of receiving gifts or spending time with family, likely teenagers after a while get bored because it gets to the point where if it's only focused on ourselves, then for them it just becomes old after a while. But I love that idea of mixing it up and saying, okay, at least one of these nights we're going to do something to care for others and to make an impact in the world.
We actually split it up more than that. We do one night that the kids take care of, do something for the parents, one night the parents do something for the kids, et cetera. So it does allow the holiday to have more meaning than when they're little, we did things just for the kids. But as they're older, it's very important, especially the teenagers, to get outside of what can be their very self-indulgent nature. Pastor Drew, we are nearly out of time, way too quickly. Please tell our listeners where they could get a hold of you if they would like to.
Well, the best place is through our church's website, and that is calvarycc.org, and that stands for Calvary Community Church.
Thank you so much, Pastor Drew. I hope you'll be able to join us next week.
Looking forward to it.
As always, it's been a pleasure. It is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. This is The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We will be back after these commercials.